The Story of Steve Jobs and Apple.
Today, Apple is the most successful business in the world, with a market valuation almost equal to the entire French economy.
Huh?
But it started small in the garage of a house owned by a working-class couple, Paul and Clara Jobs. In 1976, their adopted son, Steve, then a 21-year-old hippie, co-founded Apple with a brilliant geek friend named Steve Wozniak. To finance it, they both had to sell their most prized possessions.
Oh my God, I've sold my scientific calculator. My baby.
Oh well, at least selling my van means Dad's garage is empty.
A college dropout, Jobs was not an engineer like Wozniak, but he was a visionary, as he later told students in a 2005 speech at Stanford University.
You have to trust in something. Your gut, destiny, life, karma, whatever. This approach has never let me down.
Jobs' first vision was to offer individuals something totally new, a personal computer.
That's ridiculous. Why would anyone want a computer at home?
The Apple I was a success. The Apple II, much more so. By 1980, Apple had sales of $118 million, and the world was changing fast.
Okay, I was wrong. We'd better start making PCs.
While rival PCs focused on price and performance, Jobs was obsessed with making Apple products user-friendly. He wanted a computer for ordinary people, not just geeks.
Look, I just click on an icon to open a file. No more typing in commands. It's like magic.
Ooh.
More than this, Apple products mirrored Jobs' own aesthetic passions, such as calligraphy.
If I had never done this calligraphy class, the Mac would never have had multiple typefaces. And since Windows just copied the Mac, it's likely that no personal computer would have them.
But Jobs' perfectionism made Macs too expensive. In 1985, with Apple losing sales to cheaper PC rivals who had copied his ideas, he was forced out of the company he founded.
So at 30, I was out! What had been the focus of my entire adult life was gone. And it was devastating. I really didn't know what to do for a few months.
Ow.
I was a very public failure, and I even thought about running away. But then something slowly began to dawn on me. I still loved what I did. I had been rejected, but I was still in love. And so I decided to start over. Getting fired from Apple was the best thing that could have ever happened to me. The heaviness of being successful was replaced by the lightness of being a beginner again.
Over the next 5 years, Steve Jobs started a new computer company, Next, and a little animation studio called Pixar.
Look, Dory, we're in a graphic story about Steve Jobs.
Oh, are we? Who is Steve Jobs? And who are you?
Apple, meanwhile, had been going downhill. By 1996, the company was nearly bankrupt.
Our computers are old-fashioned. We have to develop an entirely new operating system.
There's no time for that. We need it now.
And that is how one of the greatest reversals in the history of business happened.
Steve, we want to buy Next from you. We'll pay you $429 million.
We need its operating system for Apple computers. And we want you to come back to Apple, too.
Back in charge, Jobs fired 3,000 employees and cancelled 70% of Apple's products. People were terrified to get into an elevator with him in case they got fired.
It's okay. I'll take the next one.
He then introduced a series of products that combined ease of use with beautiful design, starting with a revolutionary iMac in 1998.
They're cute. I'm so confused. How can a computer be cute?
Who cares? I just know I want to have one.
Next, Apple revolutionized the music industry with the iPod in 2001 and iTunes Store in 2003, effectively inventing the streaming era.
But aren't we a computer company?
Not anymore. Steve says we're a consumer electronics company now.
The iPhone, introduced in 2007, provoked such a frenzy of desire with each new version that crowds would queue all night to be among the first to buy one.
I can't answer that right now. I'm feeling too emotional.
Jobs became a brilliant showman, the world media traveling to Apple's HQ in California to report live whenever he introduced a new product. But by now, everyone could see that all was not well.
He's looking terribly thin, don't you think? Apple don't want to admit it, but the rumors must be true.
Jobs was dying of cancer. He succumbed in 2011 at the age of 56, with few regrets, having seen his vision triumph. As he told the Stanford students, talking of death,
"Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. Everything else is secondary."
Steve Jobs created a world where humans and computers interact with grace. Indeed, some might say that he was altogether too successful.
How did we do things before apps existed?
It's strange, but I genuinely can't remember.
Maybe there's an app that can tell us.
The end.